made in China, I think. Strips about a yard wide. Tax, no end of tax in them. Ruined the floors. Once you discontinued the use of the matting and used rugs, there were rows and rows of scars in the floor made by these big tacks. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was dreadful. Well, these, I forgot to tell you about these picture nails. They were about 2.5 inches long, very sharp point. They were sharpened by a machine, and the top was threaded, and there was a porcelain metal-bound cap that screwed on after you got your picture home.
But talking about putting the nail in the wall, what word would you use to describe that? You'd say, I what the nail in.
A careful person would hammer on the wall lightly and just move across in a straight line and try to estimate where the joist was by the difference in the sound. It was a bit uncertain, but you wanted that in order to get a good surface to support the picture, and some of them were pretty heavy. Because you behind the walls was what we call lath, L-A-T-H. They were about 4.5 feet long and about an inch and a quarter wide and about a quarter inch thick. And once the joists were in place, carpenters would nail these little laths on there, and then plaster was put on top of that. The plaster would go through the cracks in these laths and run down a little bit inside, which anchored it pretty securely. Then the surface was plaster Paris, smooth and white, and that was usually covered with wallpaper, not paint. It wasn't until a good many years after the old houses were built that some people took to painting the plaster Paris instead of putting on wallpaper. So if you were hanging a picture and you drove a nail in the space between two laths, you didn't get a good foundation for it. It might pull out and fall.
Where did you used to keep your stove wood?
We had a separate little house out in the yard. Sometimes it would be divided, stove wood on one side, used in the kitchen, and coal on the other. Coal was used all over the house, and sometimes we used it for cooking. But very often, oak wood was used for the cooking and coal for the heating. I guess the wood was cheaper.
What did you call that house that you kept the wood in?
The coal house or the wood house.
What about, well, you had a bathroom inside your house,
We did. I remember the first one yet. It had a built-in tin tub. Ours was one of the early houses in town to have one of them. Up in the attic was an iron tank about 6 feet square. A pipe led from that to the cistern. And there was a pump with a long handle on it. And my two brothers would get on this pump and pump water from the cistern up to that tank. It flowed by gravity down to the built-in tin tub, but there was no way of heating it. So in the bathroom, we had a little stove which furnished heat and also a great big saucepan or pot of some